London Models by Oscar Wilde, narrated by Brian Godwin. Professional models are a purely modern invention. To the Greeks, for instance, they were quite known. Mr. Mahaffey, it is true, tells us that Pericles used to present peacocks to the great ladies of Athenian society in order to induce them to sit to his friend Phidias. And we know that Polygnotus introduced into his picture of the Trojan women the face of Elpinice, the celebrated sister of the great conservative leader of the day, but these grandes dames clearly do not come under our category. As for the old masters, they undoubtedly made constant studies from their pupils and apprentices, and even their religious pictures are full of the portraits of their friends and relations. But they do not seem to have had the inestimable advantage of the existence of a class of people whose sole profession is to pose. In fact, the model, in our sense of the word, is the direct creation of academic schools. Every country now has its own models, except America. In New York and even in Boston, a good model is so great a rarity that most of the artists are reduced to painting Niagara and millionaires. In Europe, however, it is different. Here we have plenty of models and of every nationality. Italian models are the best. The natural grace of their attitudes, as well as the wonderful picturesqueness of their coloring, makes them facile, often too facile.